from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. This month, California begins its long goodbye to the light bulb, at least the one that Thomas Edison helped invent over a century ago. The law, signed by President George W. Bush back in 2007, phases out the old energy-hogging 100-watt incandescents in favor of newer bulbs that are just as bright, but are nearly 30% more energy efficient. That leaves consumers with choices, among them halogen bulbs, which are a type of incandescent that uses less energy, and compact fluorescents. CFLs are some of the most efficient bulbs on the market, but they've long suffered an image problem, as Amy Stannin reports.
There was something about the way Frank Glynn clutched his Philips 75-watt bulb as he marched into Home Depot in Daly City the other day. I had a hunch.
So you're about to buy a light bulb?
Yes. It's a light for in the kitchen.
Home Depot sells more light bulbs than any other retailer in the country. And even with the phase-out, there are many more choices than there used to be. There are the 60 and 40-watt old-style incandescents, which are still available. Then there are the halogens, the LEDs, and, of course, the spiral-shaped compact fluorescent.
No, I don't understand what you mean by compact.
For some, it's a bit confusing.
Compact to me is something small.
When President George W. Bush signed the Energy Independence and Security Act, confusing customers was probably not what he had in mind. After all, we have a perfectly good substitute for those old energy-sucking incandescents. Compact fluorescents use a quarter of the electricity and last up to 15 times as long. Who wouldn't want to switch over? Well, a lot of people.
We should have transformed this marketplace by now, but by and large, it's been a dismal failure.
Michael Siminovich directs the California Lighting Technology Center at the University of California, Davis.
Two examples here.
From a bin that includes every conceivable type of light bulb, he pulls out a CFL.
Let me get one of these.
Siminovich says by now, CFLs should be everywhere, but they aren't.
If you go into the typical home today in the United States, fluorescent is an exception. I was just out in Indiana, and you see incandescent light sources everywhere.
So what happened? Well, according to Siminovich, two big misunderstandings and one big mistake. Let's start with misunderstanding number one.
They'd come in and say, well, I don't like that fluorescent light.
Brian Thomas is an assistant manager at Home Depot in Daly City.
I don't like that color. I don't like that kind of fluorescent light look. It's a home. I want it to be warm and soft. I don't want it to look like a factory.
To Siminovich, this is the oldest complaint in the book and also the easiest to resolve with a simple demonstration.
Yeah, do both hands. I'll hold this.
Under the first CFL, my hand looks pale and sickly.
Isn't that amazing?
You look like a corpse in this one.
Yes. But the thing is, this is how bad it is in people's homes.
That is, if they buy the wrong compact fluorescent. CFLs with high K, or Kelvin numbers, around 5,000 or so, give off a cool blue-green light. But get one with a lower K number, say 3,000, and it's as warm as any incandescent.
But if you look at this, look at how rich and red that is.
Misunderstanding number two. CFLs aren't well made. Siminovich says initially that was true.
It's being touted as a, you know, it's going to last 5 years or 10 years or, you know, forever. You stick this in and it dies 6 months later, that leaves a terrible experience in your mind.
Which brings us to what Siminovich calls the big mistake. It has to do with the reason that CFLs became so ubiquitous in the first place.
It's what we'd like to call a low-hanging fruit.
Max Neubauer is a research associate with the American Council on Energy Efficiency, a nonprofit advocacy group in Washington, D.C.
If you were to look at any state that's investing in energy efficiency that has at any point in the past, chances that they've invested in some sort of a lighting program.
At both the state and federal levels, government agencies have spent billions of dollars subsidizing CFLs. Here in California alone, energy utilities like PG&E are spending over $500 million ratepayer dollars on compact fluorescent bulbs. And when you're buying that many light bulbs, you want the cheapest ones you can find.
And of course, what do the poor lamp manufacturers do? They compromised some of the color and maybe some of the quality, and so we ended up with a lot of compact fluorescent lamps that don't satisfy people's preferences.
Thanks to the subsidies and the low quality, many CFLs were selling for less than a dollar a bulb. To be sure, they made a huge dent in household energy use across the country, but they also turned a lot of people off.
A more expensive lamp, $5 or $4 or whatever it be, that truly produces amazing color and also lasts 5 to 10 years and is dimmable, we could have transformed this marketplace.
Well, it took a while, but today that's what's happening. At the Home Depot in Daly City, there are still some 100-watt bulbs on the shelves, but when they sell out, it's over. Next year, the rest of the country will follow suit. By 2014, the 75 and 40-watt bulbs will be gone, too. Brian Thomas says when customers ask about this phase-out, he has a very simple response.
We show them this way.
Between the old incandescents and the new CFLs, it's kind of hard to tell the difference.
Looking at this, you can't tell me that's less bright than a normal incandescent light bulb, right? And it's dimmable. I mean, it's not only better for the environment, but it's going to save them money down the long run.
He says CFLs are on their way to becoming the best-selling bulbs in the store. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Want to know how to get rid of your burned-out light bulbs? Go to kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.